just before he died, watching their daughters playing and gathering flowers, when he turns to her and says, "Life has been sweet with you, Marie."
Tonight's essay was written and read by Sunitra Gupta. Tomorrow's essayist is the writer Richard Hamblin, and his subject is Albert Einstein, and that's here on BBC Radio 3 at the same time tomorrow night, 10:45. On Saturday, Music Matters with Tom Service.
Composer Witold Lutosławski would have been 100 later this month. Poland's most important 20th century composer lived through some of the most turbulent periods in East European history. After the Second World War, Lutosławski resisted the Soviets' call for socialist realism and found his own voice during a later political thaw. Lutosławski's music is at once an indelible part of Polish history and a creative transcendence of it. I found out how he did it in Warsaw, in the places that meant most to him, and in the company of musicians, pianist Christian Zimmermann, for whom Lutosławski wrote his piano concerto, conductors Stanisław Skrobaczewski and Antoni Witt, and many others. Music Matters this Saturday at 12:15.
Here on BBC Radio 3, we're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM, we're on digital radio, and we're also online. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Thank you. Lovely stuff. Flautist Kevin Crawford and a tune by Phil Cunningham called Flatwater Fran, followed by another called Mrs. Jean Campbell, BSC. And next week, Kevin Crawford is going to be in Glasgow playing at the National Piping Centre alongside the guitarist John Doyle and the fiddler Martin Hayes. Now, what a night that promises to be. They formed a new trio. They're calling themselves the Teetotalers, and their concert is on Friday, the 31st of January, so a week on Friday. Welcome to another night of Late Junction. Here's another great figure in the world of Irish music. This is Christy Moore and a song co-written with Nigel Rolfe about a cold-blooded triple murder that was carried out some 20 years ago in a beautiful and remote corner of County Clare.
A country artist making tiles. On the grave slab sleeps a son, wet clay dug from the earth, wet stone covering the ground. Earth that buried another mother died dead and gone, and left the torn lonely boy trying to reconfirm, trying to reconnect, trying to know himself and to contact the country. He was trying to know himself and to contact the country. Whilst the artist celebrates, connects and confirms, contacts the country, knows herself, tiles and slabs, woman and son. Take away, take a gun, blow away the blowing, blow away the blowing. Kill the mother, kill the child in yourself, kill the pain. Kill the father, kill the son and the Holy Ghost. Kill the pain. Violence from an inner rage buried in the country. Violence from an inner rage buried in the country.
Tiles and Slabs, as sung by Christy Moore. And now, before a song from Fred and Nicolas Pellerin called In the Shadow of the Prison, this is Sean McCurlane with a haunting arrangement for clarinet and electronics of the traditional Irish air, Oran na Lawa.
Dans la prison de l'ombre, là-haut, là-haut. Dans la prison de l'ombre, il y avait un prisonnier, il y avait un prisonnier. Personne ne va le voir. Là-haut, là-haut, personne ne va le voir que la fille du geôlier, que la fille du geôlier. Ben dites-moi dans la belle, là-haut, là-haut, dites-moi dans la belle. Ce que l'on dit de moi, ce que l'on dit de moi. Ben le bruit court dans la ville, là-haut, là-haut. Le bruit court dans la ville, que demain vous mourrez, que demain. Ben si demain je meurs, là-haut, là-haut. Ben si demain je meurs, délie-moi les pieds, délie-moi les pieds. Délie-moi les pieds.
Jeannette. Aimons-nous, marions-nous la fille de Jeannette. Les pieds lui ont délié, les pieds lui ont délié. Garçon, encore alerte. Aimons-nous, marions-nous le garçon, encore alerte. À la mer s'est jeté, à la mer s'est jeté. À la première plonge,
à la deuxième plonge,
à la troisième plonge, la mer a traversé, la mer a traversé. Quand il fait sur ses côtes,
aimons-nous, marions-nous.
Quand il fait sur ses côtes, il s'est mis à chanter, il s'est mis à chanter. Que Dieu bénisse les filles,
aimons-nous, marions-nous.
Que Dieu bénisse les filles, surtout celles du geôlier, surtout celles du geôlier. Si jamais j'y retourne,
aimons-nous, marions-nous.
Si jamais j'y retourne, oui, je la marierai.
That's Lau with the live version of their piece Hinbar, following on from Fred and Nicolas Pellerin, and a song called Dans la prison de l'ombre. Now, the accordion player for Lau is Martin Green, and next week you'll be able to hear the latest of our Lake Junction sessions. And this is a collaboration between Martin Green and Shima Mukherjee. I'm sure you'll know her name from the Imagined Village project and also Trans Global Underground. She's a very talented sitar player and composer, so we're hoping that both she and Martin have come up with some very ear-bending material for us. You can hear that in next Thursday's programme. And another member of Lau, of course, is Chris Drever, who's recently produced and appeared on Bella Hardy's album, The Dark Peak and The White. And a very fine piece of work it is too. From it, this is The Derbyshire Miller. The Derbyshire Miller, as sung by Bella Hardy. More from her later. This is Lake Junction. Here's a great trio. Efren Lopez, Stelios Petrakis and Bijan Shemirani. This is a piece called Uch Teli, which means tricord. Ouch Teli by Stelios Petrakis, playing Cretan lyra alongside the percussionist Bijan Shemirani and Efren Lopez playing lute and guitar. And that's from their album Mavra Foudia. Details of that will be on the playlist, which we'll post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Or, of course, you can drop us a line for details. Our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Plain chant here from medieval France, as sung by Diabolus in Musica.
Thank you.
That's a piece called Sky with Four Suns by John Luther Adams, following on from Te Deum Laudamus as sung by Diabolus in Musica. I'm Verity Sharp and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Clean as a white page, I write 100 times. I must not eat my lines. There's a variation within your creation, a source to be mined as these verbs eat my. They gladden this mind, oh, of mine. Who'll be the robin's tune, first of the morning? You be the place where they grow on a summer's day. And there's a very to the wind's eye, rise in a winter sky, oh, to grieve patiently and smile. Roy as gently as any dove, paint your pictures with words. When clarity is torn, right your wrongs, right.
as clean as a white page. I write 100 times. I must not eat my lines. And there's a variation within your creation. A sauce to be mine as these words eat my time. They gladden this mind, oh, of mine. Rock.
That's Mary Waterson with Love Song to a Lyric from the album that she made last year with Oliver Knight called Hidden. Details will be on the playlist, as I say, and of course don't forget you can also listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Just go to the Radio 3 website and follow the links to Late Junction from there. Now, before hearing from Mali's Sidi Touré, here are the Leon Hunt Entet paying tribute to the master of bluegrass, Earl Scruggs, with his Randy Lynn Rag. Thank you.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ir koi beri gadiya beri ir koi tala misa wigama. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ir koi beri gadiya beri. Mamma he kaninda bani mamam gorfo nan zamanda irbi nay mari irhundai mari ezo mai ga kaninda bani uyangala la kan honda mamma uyangameri kanna mamma tirkire uyangala la Kanda mamma, mamma he kaninda bani, mamma ngorfu nanzanda. Irbi nay mari, irhundi mari, ezo mai ga kaninda bani. Gagara mana Niway manda ni nyai zai gagara mana Ni chera inda ni armai gagara mana Mamai ga kaninda bani Mamma mai ga kaninda bani Izo mai ga aljanna mate mana yari Ni kyara inda ni wai mai ga gara mana Ni arma inda ni wai mai ga gara mana Ni baka inda ni nyai zai ga gara mana Mamma mai ga kaninda bani ga aljanna mate mana yari mamma mai ga kaninda bani
That's Sidi Touré and a song from his album Koima, which in Malian folklore is the name of the meeting place of the most powerful wizards in the world. It's a dune that forms one of the banks of the River Niger, and this album is Sidi Touré's offering to the mystical power of that particular place. Here's something else with a spiritual dimension. It's a piece called Iconography from the Blue Notebooks by Max Richter. Iconography by Max Richter. Well, in a moment you're going to hear Bieber's Passacaglia for solo violin, known as the Guardian Angel, and this was Bieber's meditation on the power of belief and prayer. And we've got a glorious recording for you, Mira Glodianu playing in the wonderful acoustics of the Church of Pommiers in France. Just before it, though, here's more from Bella Hardy, as promised. And this is a song called Bradwell's Lost Daughter. And the story here is of a young girl who was found dead under the stairs and whose ghost terrorised the village until her spirit was set free to swim as a fish in the river. And what's more, on Christmas Eve, that bird transformed into a white blackbird. And that's something the locals still look out for to this day.
Silence swims as a fish in the water, lighting the lum with her colour so bright. But each Christmas Eve, see what magic transforms her. Bradwell's lost daughter takes wing in the night. Found alone at a house up at Hillhead, poor long dead wretch buried under the stair. They've lifted her body and dug down so deeply, they've lain her to rest, but no rest she finds there. See, she rises like mist in the meadow, still she comes like the shadow of night. With each ghostly creaking, the dead girl comes creeping. This sorrowful spectre avenging her plight. Soon this village, so sleepless and shaken, sent for a churchman renowned for his skill. And straightway he's come with no airs and no graces, and walked without word to that house on the hill. Into the house crammed the neighbours around him. Through doorways and windows they hung for the show. And in a circle of chalk he has knelt down so steady, and prayed with such force water poured down his brow. All of a sudden the floor took to shaking, up, down and upwards, until this man cried out, "Arise, arise, I charge and command thee." The whole world went still, and her ghost did appear. Sorry am I, now I look down upon you. So sad are your eyes that it makes my heart numb. If you will not be gone, you can stay in this village. But you must live as a fish in the mouth of the lum. And now for you sinners who gather around me, I'd have you reminded for causing this woe. So she'll rise once each season, and to Lumley Pool hasten. She'll fly as a blackbird, but as white as the snow. Silence swims as a fish in the water, lighting the lum with her colour so bright. But each Christmas Eve, see what magic transforms her. Bradwell's lost daughter takes wing in the night. Thank you.
That's Bieber's Passacaglia for solo violin, The Guardian Angel, as played by Miro Glodeanu, and you'll find that recording on the Ambrone label. Drop us a line if you'd like to know more. Well, you can email us, late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or of course you can still write to us, BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A1AA. Bella Hardy, who you heard beforehand, is going to be at the Celtic Connections Festival this year. She's doing a concert as part of their Spotlight England series. She's performing along with the likes of Bellowhead, Spyro, Lucy Ward and others. Celtic Connections started tonight, in fact. And don't forget also that tomorrow night, World on Three is up there live broadcasting for us with Marianne Kennedy. So her show is at 11:15 live from Celtic Connections in Glasgow. Now, before a piece from Strange Rainbow, who are the harpist Katrina Mackay and the electronic whiz Alistair MacDonald, here's something that isn't, in fact, the latest bit of blip hop, as you might think. This is actually the echolocation calls of noctule bats feeding over a meadow in Kent. Well, that's a movement from Strange Rainbow's piece Invisible from Land and Sea. It's the work of the harpist Katrina Mackay with Alistair MacDonald. And that's almost it for another week. Next Thursday, we're going to have the latest Lake Junction session for you. And that's a collaboration between the accordionist Martin Green and the sitar player Shima Mukherjee. And we will, of course, have much more for you before then, starting on Tuesday night at 11. I'm Verity Sharp. Andy King is producing this fortnight, and we'll just leave you now with this from PJ Harvey. Till next week, good night.
Faces Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm starting today with a concert by the Sydney Symphony Orchestra and conductor Simone Young from August 2010, in other words, the depths of the Australian winter. The Latvian violinist Baiba Skrida joins them shortly for the first of Szymanowski's violin concertos, and Bruckner's Seventh Symphony follows that in about half an hour from now. The symphony famously became Bruckner's memorial to Wagner, who died while he was composing it. As personalities, the two men were from different planets, but Bruckner adored Wagner's music. He called him the master of all masters. One of the first Wagner operas he saw was Lohengrin. This is the prelude to Act 3. One of the best of all curtain raisers, the prelude to Act 3 of Wagner's Lohengrin. And so, as promised, to the first of Szymanowski's violin concertos. He was a Pole born in Ukraine. His family had settled there after the partition of Poland, and the years just before the Russian Revolution were some of his most prolific. The concerto dates from 1916, and he dedicated it to Paweł Kochanski, who advised him on some aspects of violin technique, as well as supplying the cadenza. Baiba Skrida is the soloist here.